Question though,
when does she come around with her new man though?
Oh, what you here for? Clearly you moved on. You ain't get hit the street, hit the road, Jack. Hit your
mom
back, no.
Almost swung on you, brother.
Mom's still invited over.
We done playing the hypothetical. Look at that question. We done.
That was pretty good, guys. That was a temptation clap. And we're back. Welcome to Pumps and Socks. We're here to drop some more knowledge for your noggin. Are you ready for this? Are you ready? This is your boy, Anthony Jones. I'm going to be your host today. I got my brothers right here to my left. Introduce yourself.
My name's Shaq Blacker, Shaka, G, Andrew.
Andrew in the building. All right. What about the...
Are you going to ask me what the G stand for, y'all?
I promise to God, I'll end this
Are
whole
time. Are you Anthony? You know about Anthony?
I'll mess up this whole podcast.
You good, right? He good, all right?
Tell the people what that stand for. Mike's knocked down.
Mike. It stands for Captain Kangaroo.
Oh, boy. I'm telling you right now, I'll edit this whole entire... Boo!
Good God.
That's all you're going to hear. Boo!
Shaka gonna beep it out.
Go ahead and fumble in the mics.
You know they can hear that. Got to be an altercation.
That's what I'm saying. It's supposed to be.
Anybody listening on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, or if you listen on the Anchor app, all you're going to hear is a bunch of commotion, furniture moving.
What's going on over there?
They be all right. He gonna get band-aid.
Look, go to YouTube, watch it.
All right, conspiracy brother on the other end of the couch. Who are you?
Hey, what's up? What's up? It's the one and only, your boy, the freshest, the one that got all the hair, Mr. Bakari.
We asked for all that.
Andrew.
We didn't, though.
Nah.
We didn't ask for all of that.
Big brother. Kappa. Step. Omega. Step.
And with the poke chop.
Alpha. Extra gravy.
That's when I was cut off the movie. When I saw that, I was like,
Showtime.
Come on, man. Is that not a black classic?
That's not a classic, it's black. It's on the fringe. It's the tattoo.
Yeah, really? That's on the cuspis?
Yeah. If you talk about black classics, Fridays is on there.
Yeah.
All the Fridays. But I'd argue Drumline was more of a classic than
Stomp the Yard.
Well, that beginning scene when they was doing the drums.
All right. So between Stomp the Yard and You Got Served?
You got served easy.
Easy?
Listen, I thought I was going to be a dancer after I saw that movie.
You don't three know now. You
the intro
find.
Alone? I said, oh, this bro, this movie.
Not a joke.
Get your freak on. You on.
I've never heard that song in a day of my life, but every time I hear that part,
I said,
I'm ready to go battle. This is a little Saint, y'all.
Anytime you come to my boxing class, y'all already know, half my music, doggone, came from that movie.
See?
Breathe in, breathe out. Oh, come on. What? The ante up?
Oh, Andy up was like, that's what they lost when I hear Andy up. That's what got me. I was like, oh no. They stealing our moves. I'm gonna be some jackers, yo.
Low key, but I went racist. About to turn racist. Hey, this ain't supposed to happen.
Say, hey, you gotta go tell me Wade and his crew didn't take off though. I just want to say for the record, I thought they won the last battle, though.
What?
I thought they won for a
minute. Oh, and dude floated, though?
Yeah, that's the only part. I said, it's game. It's game. That's you need to
I tried to rewind that and put it in slow bit. Like, let me see how you actually do that.
These people ain't really care about little thing like that.
I still don't know how they did all that nonsense. But those movies was fire.
It was.
Gotta love it. So, shout outs to George. My grandfather. I'm wearing a shirt in honor of you. Every time I wear a V-neck, I feel like grandpa, man. I'm full grandpa mode in my V-neck. Say what you want. Complain to your mother.
I have a bunch of V-necks.
Do you really?
Yeah.
You don't feel old?
They mainly go with my sweaters. I've never just worn a V-neck like
out. You just wear it as
all black V-neck.
Yeah. I have a couple like V-necks that I got from Old Navy that I can like wear out as like an actual dress shirt. But like, this is like the old Troy from the movie Fences V-neck.
Oh, wow.
That shirt got some must on it.
Oh, if I raise my arms, ain't nothing but piss
stains. That look like you worked 15 hours at the factory. That straight up.
this kind of shirt, you got to come home to a piece of fried chicken.
Hey, you came over chicken. You passed to the plate. You baby, she said, "Hey, your plate's on the table for you, baby."
That's all I need.
That's all right. Only thing we want to hear.
You come
that
home.
Shirt.
You hang your hard hat up on the
hook. They trying to kill me, baby.
How would a kid do that?
They trying to kill me, baby.
Trying to get me.
She said, "I know, honey. That's
my dad. I got the big piece of chicken waiting for you.
My piece. You know, working for the man's getting hard out.
Look, you know, Johnny got a letter home today. For what? We don't send him to
Johnny.
We don't send him to that nice school out there to act like a fool.
Johnny,
we just created a whole movie.
Hey, Dad. Hey, why don't you like me?
I ain't got to like you.
Like,
come here. Straighten up. Who say I got to like you?
Like you.
When me and mama, when me and your mama had you, liking your black butt was a part of the ball game.
We made that, but that's between us.
That's it. Now that was all between us.
I ain't gonna lie. Can I admit, I've never seen that movie.
You never seen this movie?
I know what you're talking about. Know the scene.
Come on.
I've never seen it.
I remember watching a play. I went back and just watched a play with James Earl Jones. Doing it to Denzel.
Yeah. Oh God.
Doing it to
James
Denzel.
James Earl Jones was the OG Troy.
Oh yeah.
If you just look up that scene on YouTube,
I've seen that scene too.
It hit you in the feels, but you ain't never seen the actual movie.
I never sat down to see the movie,
brother. It's on all streaming platforms.
I probably should see it.
Like Joe Biden said, you ain't black.
So, and you saw what happened to Joe with that. He almost lost the election. He had the black vote in hand. Like he had it. Listen. Like he messed around about missed the dunk.
He went on of all places, the Breakfast Club.
That's what happened. Listen, I'm gonna say. Listen,
he got too comfortable.
Hey, my people of
my black constituents.
Can't just let anybody.
My people of non-black constituents. Don't get too comfortable that you feel like you can say to do anything. That's what happened to Joe. Yeah. When that happened, he felt. He said,
"My man felt like he had the Infinity Gauntlet.
Let's not be disrespectful.
And he was undefeated, though.
We liked you because Obama. Like you were Obama's boy. Like you,
that's Uncle Joe right there.
That's Uncle Joe. But
after
Uncle Joe,
Obama left,
he was
breaking up with the whole family when Obama left office.
Matter of fact, speaking of break up, that's
Uncle Joe was Uncle Tom to me.
Look, wow. Speaking of family, let's go ahead and go straight into it. Basically,
straight into it. Hey, so you said, go ahead, bro. Go ahead.
After Obama, we split up. You know, so y'all split up.
He was done.
Look, Uncle Joe. Basically, we almost stopped. Hey, dog, we liked you because you were Hims.
Yeah,
you ain't even cool like that. I mean, you all right.
We ain't even really know you like that.
That's real.
You know what I'm saying?
So
I ain't even bring him to the cookout.
We bring him to the cookout.
My man won't even get a to-go plate.
So he basically showed up to the cookout. We're like, can we help you? He's like,
whose man's is this?
He said, they don't know who I am, right? Right, Sam? We're like, yeah, but brother, didn't y'all break up? He said, no, this is me. I'm on my own now. We boys. He's like, we ain't that cool. So I guess the first question is, we talked about and said we're going to talk about love, right?
Love.
And I feel like every person, if you have not yet been in love, I pray that you get the chance to experience that at some point in your life. Or if you have not even love, just say good relationship.
So
I bring all that. We joking way to say to bring that up.
Yes, love.
When you break up with somebody or y'all split up,
no matter the
situation, how extreme or not extreme, do you still stay cool with that person's family? We're not talking about high school or middle school.
Look,
we're just talking about like adult relationship.
No, we cut all ties because I don't want the girl that broke up with me still coming to my family functions.
Oh yeah, listen,
sitting at my table,
you don't
eating
know
my
happened.
Food.
So I'm assuming she broke up with you, right?
No, I'm saying, what if it goes both ways?
Y'all decide y'all mutually going to split, right?
Yeah, I mean, unless her uncle got a boat or something, you know, we about to go fishing.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. I was like, yeah. Wow. Let me go ahead and just slide on through. But nah, once you break up, look, you separate all ties.
What?
You done.
Clear cut like an umbilical.
Unless
you cutting the umbilical?
Yeah.
You ain't cutting the umbilical.
So what, hold on. So let me
cut the life.
I'm cutting life.
We'll say it like this. So
I'm a shade give good gifts. I ain't losing that relationship. All
right. He said, LaShonda.
LaShonda mama give good gifts every
year.
She's looking
at left right now. Your mama give great gifts. That's what saved me around.
So who broke up with who? Shot in that situation.
I'm still on her mother's cell phone plan.
Who
I'm in it for life.
Either way, for life,
Sprint.
I still
niggas paying that $15.
Still.
So let's say, who broke up with who though in the situation?
It was mutual.
Let's say it's mutual. Okay.
Like mutual Omaha.
So you good with LaShonda still coming over to Thanksgiving dinners?
Oh, listen, she got a forever pass.
Now hold on, I'm gonna say that forever.
If she got my kids.
You talking about
married?
We won't complicate things when the sense of
so is it married or non-married? That's what we're gonna start out with.
Either one. No, oh, I think if you, if you're married, I would say actually, if you're married or have been married for a long time with or kids. A decent amount, and you have children and family together, to me, and y'all split up to say mutually. Mm. Yeah, like I'm gonna be honest with you.
We both cool about it.
Like if we split up mutually, say this is it. It's nobody's fault. We just it didn't work for us. Then I'm not opposed to like, hey, you still if you and my mom, so my sister and them are cool.
Yeah,
I've never been that person. Like, no, you can't hang out with her. Now, if the other person, now I'll be honest with you, if anything, I've been the peacemaker in this situation. I've had been on the flip side of where, you know, somebody might have done me dirty. Yeah. And I actually had to talk more family members to keep them off their head top. Hey, we don't do that. Nah, they say, you right. You don't do that. But I do. I'm like, whoa. But chill.
You saved. I'm not.
Like, yeah. Relax. You got to have a couple of hitters with you. Like, chill. Like, it's not that deep. But I think. Prime example. True story. Yeah. This is a wild true story.
Uh-oh.
So
don't be giving no names now.
It's part of my family.
Alright, you good.
So true story. So we my mom and my sister's father had split up years ago when we were younger. And I basically consider him my dad and stuff as well too. So there's one of my extended family that we know, aunts, cousins, uncles.
Yeah. But
not even extended family. Like that's who I grew up with.
That's family.
So right. So her and my mom and my father had split up. Oh my gosh, I can't even. They've been split up over 15, almost 20 years. It feels like 15 years. But my mother still gets invites for family functions, family reunions. So my grandmother had passed.
Yeah.
This was a big thing. I didn't think it was a big thing, but I didn't pay. Again, I wouldn't pay. I wasn't in the right mind. I wasn't thinking about it. They had put all the grandkids, all the great grandchildren on the obituary, and then they had my mom basically with the family.
Yeah.
Now, mind you, she had no actual legal right within our actual family, but she had such good relationships with my family members that they said, no matter what happens between y'all two, you know, we understand that y'all ain't been together forever, but you are still family to us.
Yeah.
It's mutual.
You know, right? And there was to my knowledge, there's no major beef behind it necessarily. Now, at least nobody voiced it.
Yeah.
At least. But that's what I mean by those. Especially if you have children, can you amicably do those things?
We cool.
Yeah, I think with doing that, I could definitely, like I said, keep the peace and let her come to the cookout, you know, not take it to go plea, but she... But she can come to the cookout. She can come to the cookout, you know, and definitely
close, so is your plan.
And definitely enjoy the festivities of the family. But like I said, I don't think I can have, you know, any animosity towards her, just because, like I said, she was the love of my life. You know, I still do. Like I said, I believe I still would have feelings for her, not in that sense of I still am deeply in love with her. But she's the mother of my child, so therefore, you still get that pass.
There we go.
Okay.
Anthony, you finished your story?
Yeah, that was it.
That was quick. I was waiting for the rest of it.
That was it.
I will say, for some reason, black folks and obituaries got a deep, rooted history. Every time we check the obituary of any of our doggone funerals, who in or who ain't in it?
Bro, that's a whole
somebody. If somebody's not in it, somebody's always upset. Oh, somebody always get their feelings hurt in the obituary. The person gone.
Listen,
what are we really mad at?
And if you're going to be really technical, they didn't make the obituary.
Because it's almost like making it to the Lamb's Book of Life for them.
What?
That's what matters.
I ain't in here, therefore I'm basically not in the family.
Y'all didn't care about me.
They don't care about me. Forget this family. I'm out of here.
But how many obituaries are we? Do you have any obituaries? Exactly. Anthony, you got any obituaries you're just holding on to?
Yeah, I have.
I got a couple. I got truly.
I'll be honest with you.
I can think of.
But I never thought one time was my name in it. I think one for sure my name is in it. But I never kept it or thought about if my name was in it or not. Like,
would you be highly offended or upset if your name wasn't mentioned in an obituary?
Who's?
Say it's my own.
That depends.
I don't want to say your pops or your mom. Let's say your grandparent. I don't know. When do people be getting upset if it's like their parent and they're not no obituary?
That's legit. Like, if you mean to tell me and my mom,
you
ain't got two kids, little. How in the world do you? It was a typo. Typo, my black. I'm sure my behind at that funeral.
But like Bakari said, whose fault is it?
Whoever typed it up.
Because I'm just like,
I think I got my.
Honestly, I don't think I would be upset.
You don't think so?
I think. the reason why if I would be upset is because emotions are already running high.
100%.
Because Brittany already know. If mine pass, you gotta leave the town.
Don't you gotta leave.
Don't talk to me.
Don't sit
there and try to reconcile my decisions. Look here, I need to look. Let me jump off the edge for a little bit. I'm gonna come back.
I need a safe space to be able to go ahead. Don't ask me. Don't tell me about no kids.
Oh.
Don't say nothing.
Don't room talk be my to me. Room. Look, I at least need a full 2 weeks.
Be all. Right.
2 weeks.
2 weeks? Boy, people, how long going to take you to bury that body?
I wish somebody would call me.
I wish somebody would. I mean, don't come by.
Look here, church. I'm sorry. Look here. I don't need y'all to bring me no food because I can't eat. Look, right. I just need, truly. Man. It's gonna be like Jesus in the wilderness.
Hey,
I need my 40 days and 40 nights.
By the time you get back, like, we already buried it, brother. They're like, what? I'm like, you said don't call you.
Now this will be after the funeral. I just need my. That time, I mean,
that makes sense and stuff on there.
It does,
but yeah, what?
God, don't take any.
I think close family. Like, I feel like if you knew, you personally know whether you you close with somebody or not.
Yeah.
Let alone to be mad about an obituary. Like, again, I mean, a lot of you. My grandmother lived in Charlottesville.
Yeah.
And I knew we could make it, but there was not. Did I think one time about it? No.
Yeah.
I was
mainly
thinking about my family. And, you know, missing her.
Worried about being in no obituary.
Yeah, right. There's other things to worry about.
But people, family really be, they flip right through the main page. They go right over the lady face or the man's face.
Right.
Flip through the Bible verses. They go right to the back. So, survived by, that's all they look at.
You see who ain't in here, right?
I be looking to see how many speakers they got.
I want the itinerary.
Guys, no. Oh,
we're going to be here for a while, huh?
That's exactly what I do that. My son's band concert. I said, how many songs they got?
That's a song.
How many preachers did she know?
Let's go speak on it. Let's go see everyone get a speaker part.
You know what? Do funerals really be needing pastors to preach? I know it's a touchy subject.
That's random, but yeah.
It is. Does there need to be a message?
I think
instead of a message, there need to be a comedy show.
It depends who you are and what you think of one. Because, again, that depends. That's saying a lot.
Listen, man.
By somebody's death?
Yeah.
Man, the way he fell off that building.
Let me tell you.
Flat like flubber.
This man bounced off that concrete.
I want to say Tony Baker, correct me on this, because, you know, we cool and everything. Yeah, I think at his son's funeral, he did a comedy set.
Basically, I mean, because he's a comedian.
Because he's the father, though.
He's the father.
Just imagine somebody outside coming in making jokes.
But all his friends are comedians. So I'm pretty sure maybe even one of his friends got up there and did a little 5 minutes.
I think Kevin on stage, I remember talking about that.
He
even said, like, Tony got up. I think when he got up to speak, he just naturally knew what he knew how to do.
Yeah.
And I know people respond differently in grief and stuff like that, too. I pray to God I never had to find that out, feeling out by losing a child or something like that.
Jesus, don't put that burden
on
me.
Yes. But, I mean, like you said, he's the father. I'm going to be honest with you. You show up to my funeral, ain't a few tears drop, and I don't need you. Please don't be diving all over the casket. No, God.
You know our family.
I'm telling you right now.
But
it's going to be a couple.
Anybody dive in my mother's casket, you're going to be right there in there with her.
100%.
Sorry, Mom. I ain't going to ask. I'm just going to shoot you.
Dig
I'm just going to shoot you. That's it.
Yeah. Dig two ditches. It's a wrap.
I'm just worried. I'm just going to grab. I'm just going to come. My job is grab Bakari and Shaka. Hey, dog, let's step outside.
Ain't no stepping outside.
Hey, bro, you ain't going to get to me quick enough. They dead already.
He's good. He's been served.
I'm Franklin Saint. Right there. Pow. Somebody get him.
Franklin Saint.
I'm Franklin Saint right there. Front row. Wish somebody would act out. Stand up and look at everybody.
Anybody else? I didn't think so. But
Continue, sir.
Mainly, like I said before, it just depends on the person who you grew up. But again, at my funeral, there better be a couple. I better look down from heaven. There better not be a dry eye in the building. There better be a little something in there.
Everybody got caught.
Now, I don't need you to be diving on the casket, but, you know, I wanted there to be, like I said, I just want them to know, I always wanted to know at my funeral how one made you feel. Did you feel loved around me? Did you feel joyous? Did you feel encouraged?
Why can't you just ask some people to tell you that
right now? How we make you feel?
Tell Anthony how you make him feel.
You don't care.
Yeah.
I believe when I get to the funeral, man, this man suck.
Well, dang. I kind of respect it, but I'm like, dang. I said, look, what's real beef? I'd rather know my life.
I would say that just messing around.
That's my record.
Hey, man, you said the wrong time. You might get drug out of the funeral.
That's great. Kanye West said a long time ago, people never get the flowers where they can still smell them. Remember that. You know what I'm saying?
Clip this.
That's what clip this.
Clip this. Clip this.
So I think going back to the question of how we ever got on the question of death, but could I still be friends with my girlfriend / wife's family? One, I think it all depends on how long you've been together. If you've been together for a year, clean break, umbilical break. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Sorry.
Just married though? Married with kids?
Married with kids is a whole different. Listen, we in the.
That's what I'm saying. So what's the scenario though?
Going nowhere.
We ride. Yeah.
Going nowhere. Different song.
We can't be stopped now.
Oh, look, anyway, this song. Look, I messed up songs. So what? After I heard you do the other, after I heard you do that cadence, I said, "Oh shoot, I messed it up." I was hoping you let it ride though.
Yeah, man. Like if me and LaShonda were just dating after a couple years, you know, I can do a clean break. But after having you got two of my big headed kids. Listen, you got an honorary plate every time you coming over. You know what I'm saying? And whoever, and I feel bad for whoever the potential new chick. Hey, you like she just gonna be around.
Hey, question though, what if she come around with her new man though?
Oh, what you here for? Clearly, you moved on. You ain't get hit the street, hit the road, Jack. Hit your mom back, no more.
Almost swung on you, brother.
Mom's still fighting over.
We done playing hypotheticals. What's the next question?
She got mad.
We done playing hypotheticals.
You
see how bad Shaka got?
You just said, look, you just sit there and say, look, if you got a new check, you got a new chick.
That's me though.
But what if mom's little? What if mom's still cool with it? Don't happen. And I'm trying to bring you little, bring you and your family over here.
Uh-huh. You better look her. Come after.
She come on in with your man, kid on his back.
Oh.
Son, look, your son on his back.
On your shoulders.
Hey, what's next question, guys?
Yay!
Hey, yo, next question, huh? Next question.
See, this is why you can't. This is why you can't.
See, our roles reversed.
Next question, huh?
See,
what's next question?
I'm sorry. We're sorry, y'all. This is why you can't have some hypotheticals. This is pop song,
we got
right?
No facts.
I'm sick of it.
This is pop song. Hey, we can be honest here.
So ain't no other man but me, the Father, and the Holy Spirit.
Right. So she can't
That's
come.
That's it. Huh?
So she can't
now
come.
Now she come by herself.
Right, yeah. To be, I feel
Darnell.
Like, to be fair.
Darnell can't come.
I feel like that's fair, though. Like, let's be real. So if she.
100%.
If y'all really had a relationship, y'all split up. Let's just say y'all split up amicably, but your family still says. Yeah. I hear your mother's voice talking about, Shaka, that's still the mother of your child. Look, and you be like, all right, cool. I actually heard her voice in my mind. However, but then you say, all right, cool, that's mom. I respect it. You're 100% correct.
Yes.
But he can't come. So if she say, well.
It depends on how long they were in a relationship. If this is like they've been in a relationship for, it got to be at least five. They got to be solid. You ain't bringing around no newbie. You got at least 5 to 10 years. Ring on the finger.
Put it this way, I'm not even going to speak deaf about your relationship. But I'm just saying, I just want to be there. I just want to sit in the kitchen and be like.
You still waiting on me to take my first drink. You're going to be waiting a while.
I'm going
to
look at you like.
You're going to be waiting a while.
You good?
So you would let the new man come?
I mean, if I had a new woman, I would hope. Like we said, it all depends on what the situation is. Now, if I'm single, we all single.
Yeah, nobody got nobody.
Hear me and hear me now. If I'm single, we all single. I'm but single,
do
you single.
Why are we single? But do you still have love for her, though?
We all single.
Do you have, yeah. I ain't gonna lie though. I remember back in college when Shaka was talking about the kid. Look, me and LaShonda talking about breaking up.
Yeah, man.
I knew I wasn't gonna make it.
Listen,
I knew that was it.
Listen, when he talked, I said
I'm done.
Shaka and LaShonda had a rough patch at some point. Whoa, that's how far we go back.
Plenty of rough patch.
I remember. Didn't y'all break up at one point?
We broke up in high school for a week.
I know it. I'm done.
There's no hope for me.
In high school.
Shaka was
in college, we had the threat of breaking up a couple times just because the long distance relationship thing sucked.
But
man.
Woo! Shaka was a cornerstone of my relationship.
Shaka was so. Listen, him and LaShonda, we saw them when they got together and stayed together through high school.
Fairy tale.
College, right. I said, if I can make something look just like that or something similar.
Nah, man.
Look, when they broke up, I thought, there's no hope for me out here. I'm in the streets.
Fuck.
I already established. Oh, listen, I guess, look. We'll be solo forever.
We boys for life, right?
Boys, got it. If you ain't holding them together, look. There ain't nothing I can do.
What you gonna do for me?
There's no hope. Nah,
my life is gonna be this really goofy movie out here.
Basically, raising kids, look, trying to go back to college with my son. Trying to be on campus and stuff. Trying to go back to get my master's and stuff. Nah, forget all of you look like Goofy. Pick up skateboard while I'm there, too. I'm in the X Games. It would have been good.
Yo, that would have been fire. That would have been fire. But, yeah, man, I could honestly still see myself being friends with LaShonda's family. Not all of them, but most of them.
What about Dad?
My name is Paul.
I don't know y'all.
Nah, man, me and Paul are cool, man. I honestly think that we might be able to have a super strong. No, I got to think about that.
Oh.
Yeah, I got to think about that. So I don't like it because of LaShonda.
Let's keep it 100.
I'm trying to think, like, without, if there was, like, no kids in the picture, you really don't know that. You have no idea.
No kids? Nah.
Yeah, that's clean break.
Oh, clean break. Yeah,
that's
ready.
For him, that's a clean break.
And like we're doing football. Ready? Break.
And let's be real. Relationships take too much effort. My mom says relationships take too much time, too much energy, and you got to like develop a relationship. And if you want to have a relationship with anybody, friendship, relationship, churchship, any kind of shit, it takes a lot of work to be in any kind of relationship or friendship. Y'all don't see behind the scenes how much effort it takes for us to sit on this couch to meet up once a week.
What?
We got to move mountains.
Mountains?
This is not. Now, back in high school,
mountains. I got to walk on water.
Legit. It was easy to meet up, but as adults, dads, as pops with socks. The
obstacles.
Listen.
The obstacles.
We jump over 6-foot hurdles
before y'all
every
got,
hour on that.
Before y'all got, well, like I said, my son is sleeping in the next room
because
I had to put my son to bed, then make sure everything else taken care of before we start recording.
For real, for real.
I got off work, had to go check in at the house.
Check in.
Check in, and then come over here. Praying to God, my wife ain't upset because I'm out here.
Please don't be mad. LaShonda should be asleep right now as we speak. She said, "Hey, babe, I made your dinner. It's on the stove. It'll be there when you get back."
She left you a big piece of chicken.
She's always.
All right. So the next question is, I said, "When speaking of love, if you you've been in a long term relationship." I'm gonna start singing. I said, if you've been in a long term relationship and you break up with that person, and I think you brought this question up off camera, is there a part of like a sliver of you or any reason that still maybe loves this person or has some type of attachment to this person?
Now, are we going off of our situation that we have, as in with kids and stuff?
You can use that.
I think we should throw up two different ways. The first scenario is without kids, because I think that may be easier.
Yes. Okay.
I think it'd be easier. So what I pretty much asked him, and I don't even know if I got this from another podcast, but I was just seriously thinking about this. So as adults, some of us go through plenty of relationships. Some of us go through a couple of long-term relationships. And in those relationships, when you finally develop the feeling to tell somebody that you love them and you truly mean it, right? I love you. I love you too, dog. One of those kind of relationships.
Let's get married.
You can look another woman or man in their face and say you truly love them, but things somehow just don't work out. 3 years down the road, you in another relationship. Do you still low-key love the person that you broke up with?
Absolutely.
No kids involved.
Nope.
What? That's it?
I don't.
That's
it. I don't love
brother.
Them. Oh, go ahead. You said without kids. You said this is
without kids.
It said like
without
kids. You have no. It's a clean attachment. You have nothing keeping you together.
Right. Okay. No.
Besides love.
But no.
Besides the love.
Listen.
Man.
If I miss
love,
if this pop socks right.
It's pop socks.
Give me pop socks. Can I keep it real, Hans?
We all pop socks. We all socks.
Can we keep it real? Bob shop. Cal. Bob shop.
You ain't even know about the bob shop.
It's bob shop.
Listen. If I'm missing anything during that time with no children involved. It ain't love.
It ain't love.
I ain't missing love.
Boy, stop.
I was lust. That's what I was. Boy, stop. I was lust. That's what that was.
It'll make you do wrong.
Oh, tell him. It'll make you do right. But nah, I said, but for me, so me personally, and actually I worried about this. I thought thought it was crazy. I thought it was like turning into Dexter.
Oh, we did too. For a second. We did too. I was looking at you weird. I was like, all right.
Listen, so when we together, I'm one of those type of people. I say, when I'm in it, I'm all in. I'm trying to figure out how to make things work. And I'm even to the negative part, I try my best to try to make it work.
Correct.
I've been in a situation multiple times before.
Yeah.
However, when things are done, like when I'm like R. Kelly said, when a woman's fed up.
We don't quote R. Kelly now. Listen, hold on, Nacho. Oh, R. Kelly. You went too far. You went too dang far.
Oh, look. I bet I see you stepping in the neighborhood.
I don't know that, man.
I bet I see you stepping nothing.
We don't do that here.
But anyway, but like for me, like once I'm done, I'm done. Like, correct. It actually kind of scared me how quick I'm like, all right, cool. You done?
You answered that too quick, man.
All right, cool. Bet. Like, that's it. Like, I can walk away. Do I wish anything negative in your life? Absolutely not. I hope you achieve. I truly mean it. I hope you achieve every single dream that you have.
So you go with just the divorce.
Right.
Breaking up. Just
that we're done. Like I said, when I'm done, I don't want to miss you. I don't love you. If I see you in store, I'll give you a quick, at best, I'm acknowledgeable.
That's it. Not even verbal.
Like if I pass, if you're speaking first, I'm be like, oh hey,
your dog did that in Baby Boy.
Basically, basically, I'm gonna give you at least a hey, like how you doing? I'm not even actually. I don't even say how you doing. I'm just gonna be like, what's up? Look, hey, you trying to stop talk? Sorry, I gotta get. You know, family got stuff to do, right?
That's
you know,
crazy.
But I'm done with it. Like that's personally that's me. Like once I'm done, I'm not missing it. I'm not
even
worried
the whole
about it.
So like before it's settled, you just
It's not even a divorce. Just say you were in a long together.
Is it a regular relationship?
You were together with somebody for 8 years, bro. Never got married. I know this is not like, but a lot of people out there still situationship. So explain. Riddle me this, Batman. How can you say you love somebody and then all of a sudden just not love them?
I don't know. It scared me too. I did.
That's wild.
I was highly confused.
Is it love or is it lust?
No, I told you I had love.
And I'm coming from my background. Like I said, I wasn't the clear saint back in the day. When I said love, it wasn't love. It was I lust you. That's what it was. Even when I said I love, I never knew what love was.
But maybe love to you back then was what love was back then to you.
I know what you're saying, Shaka. Okay.
Love was being able to sacrifice through everything, working through, fighting through
love
everything.
Love is patient. Love is
kind. Love is patient. Now, if he beat you upside your head like Shaka said, that ain't love. He just loved beating you. That's what it is. But look here, I didn't realize, truly, I really didn't know what love was until I met Brittany. And that's because I realized through every step that we took, either when she was going through it, I say, you know what, I ain't giving up on you. Or when I was going through it, she didn't give up on me. I feel like that's what love is, because you're going to go through battles and battles. Love is sticking through the battles, even though it's hard, because you don't always wake up saying, man, I truly love this woman.
Like you said, genuine love, let's be honest with you, is actually work. True love, I would like to believe
that sacrifice.
I would like to believe we know everybody doesn't believe the same thing, but we believe and we know God's word is eternal. And what he describes in the word of God of love is none of it said anything about a feeling.
Nope.
No, it's love is patient. Love is kind. It keeps no track of wrongdoing. It's all action verb.
Action. Love does.
It's a sacrifice.
Man.
Right. We look what Jesus did for us, right? He said all of it was all action. Now, there was explanation through the processes.
Yeah.
But that's what I genuinely believe. So you're asking me, did I actually love this person? What I thought was love, I believe
yes. At that time,
yes. What I thought that was love, for sure. I believe that. But when it was over, I'm like, all right, it's cool. Cut the lights off. I'm done.
So, okay. So now that was that scenario. So take the scenario that we are in right now. So say you and Santana have been together for, again, 10 plus years, a kid together. Me, I got 2 kids. Bakari, you got 15. We split up amicably.
Bakari called a string for no reason.
At that point, the kids split us up.
Matter of fact, we have that many kids. You can't afford to split up. We don't like each other. We can't afford to split up. We financially can't afford it.
Y'all live in a commune at this point.
Right. You have a compound. That's what y'all got.
In Utah somewhere. But, like, if our situations right now, somehow things happen again. LaShawn, this is Earth 818. This is not us right here.
Earth, you know what I'm saying? We
just using the names.
That's only people
but this
know.
Ain't me, all right? This is not us. But a split up happened 5 years down the road. Can you truly say that you don't love that person anymore?
Okay, so when kids and stuff are involved, I think it depends.
I feel now, like kids shouldn't matter.
It does. It doesn't
you
matter.
Love the person, not the kid. I mean, you love the kids, but
my
fault, Zola. My fault. My fault, Theo.
Look, he said, forget them kids.
The kids gonna be gone.
True that. But I think having a kid, like, do you appreciate? Like, I think it's not even love. It's just a high respect for that person.
I highly respect you, girl.
Right? Like,
how does that sound?
I mean, were
girl,
you?
I respect you.
But I'm saying, you're asking me, so example would be, am I in love with my son's mother? Because we're not together at all. So, no, I'm not
y'all
in love with
y'all him. Didn't have a 10-year.
It was close. It was like six God, something.
Dog, y'all was, dang, okay.
Right, so it was 6 and a half times.
Yeah.
You know, when we finally split up and we decided to do it, I was completely done. Like, she was completely done. It was severed. I promise you, was not missing or anything in love. That's not saying anything negative about her.
Yeah.
We talk about this. You know, we talked about this before.
Adults can be adults.
Right. We can talk we talk like grown people. So now we're actually friends. But you're asking me, am I wondering, like, man, we had some good times. I was like, well, to me, if I start feeling like that, I feel so good, we still be together. Or, I mean, to me, a lot of it with that relationship, a lot of it was my immaturity and stuff too. A lot of it, not all of it, but a lot of it was. But are you saying, do I have love for that person? I say I have love for that person at the sheer, if put it this way, if something happened to her, she had passed.
Yeah.
Right.
Hey, this is another Earth baby girl, right? This ain't got nothing to do with you, girl. Come on.
Am I going to stand up all night crying? No. But I'd be hurt a little bit because it's my son's mother?
Yeah.
Yes. Right? Trying to explain it to him to be like, because at the end of the day, let's be honest, anytime you have a child with somebody, everybody says 18 years. Let's keep it a buck. It's for the rest of your life. You are bonded with
can't
that person.
Quit me.
Right. Like, you can't quit me.
You're going to quit me.
You wish you could rock it like me, Otis. They come to see you. Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
But I think that's the part I think you're talking about. I don't think that's love because, again, I'm not in love with her.
Yeah.
But do I respect and honor her? That's the difference. Like, do I honor that person? Yes. But if you ask me, am I in love with them? No.
But I also think the difference between that is that you were low-key a kid then. And your definition of love as a 17, 18-year-old would be
like
drastic.
Again, we got together when I was 18. Listen, we got together. I was my...
Where's time gone,
my
man?
Senior
was
high
in
school.
A blip.
I was a junior working at McDonald's.
Yep.
I remember y'all being together in high school, but...
It was my senior year.
In college?
I've made it pretty much all the way through college, yeah.
Man, you still a kid, man. You 21, 22?
Yeah.
Hey, man, that's baby face Anthony. I saw the... The graduation picture over there,
that
looked like your son graduating over there.
That's what I told him. I said, you know what you're going to look like when you get older? I said, look at this picture right here. That's basically what you're going to look like.
Jeez.
You might be a little bit taller than me.
Say it ain't so. But not so. I still think it's a shaky bridge because, of course, we're speaking on not absolutes here, and these are all like fictional scenarios. But I asked this question because I've only been with pretty much one person my whole entire life, and relationships that I had back in fifth grade and middle school clearly don't count.
You miss you love Shaka? You love middle school?
I mean, it was. It's weird. No.
You still?
No.
Look, LaShawna's going. LaShawna's picking. Is she looking at her glasses right now?
LaShawna just woke up. She's about to send me a text right now.
She going to say, is everything okay? I feel something's off.
I'll be back to the dude from Boys to Men. Baby, I'm sorry. But nah, man. So because I've been with her pretty much my whole entire life, I think that if something were to happen and Earth 818 Shaka broke up with his wife, LaShawna, I think 5-10 years down the road, I still think no matter if I got with another woman or not, there's going to be some part of me in my heart that's still going to love this woman. Because I think it's almost impossible to share that many life memories together, and you roll back part of your life. I've been with this girl for more than half of my life, and I'm 31, which is crazy.
Bananas.
I don't see how another 10 years of memories of me either being by myself or another 5 years, 10 years of me being with somebody else could take away what I've done spent half of my life doing. So in that aspect, I'm like, I still feel like even, I'm not going to say if things ended on a bad note, even if things did end on a bad note, some part of my heart is still going to have some kind of love or feeling for LaShonda.
You're bonded. Like, you have children.
Hey, that's like the Avatars with the hair thing, man. We did the hair thing.
Hey. Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
Look. Oh, you know what that meant, right?
Hey, yo.
Y'all
right.
There together.
Y'all right. That's how Theo got here.
Y'all together forever.
Exactly. So what say you, smart brother over there?
Hey. Smart brother Jenkins.
Nah, with the situation that I have going on Earth 57.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's way out there.
On Earth 57.
Come on now.
I would say if me and my wife split up, like I said, we've been together for 10 years. Not married for 10. Been yeah. together for 10, married for 5. But
15 years? No.
Been married for 10, married for 5.
Married,
I mean,
married.
Been
together for 10, married
been together
for
10, married for 5. I thought I said that the first time.
Nah, so did, is that like together for 10 and only married for 5?
Yeah,
like
yeah.
10, yeah. 5.
5 and 5. 5 without marriage, 5 with marriage, 10 total.
I got it, brother. I was highly confused. I was like,
for our listeners,
why y'all getting this?
For our listeners. Nah, our listeners okay. needed you to break that
down. I said good the first time, I thought.
Nah, you did it.
Like nah, honestly, I told Brittany, and we like I said, I gave her that hypothetical after you
after you got slapped in your eye.
Can't tell I got a black eye though. But look here, I had told her, I said, honestly, I said, if we was to ever split up, I said, I don't think I can emotionally try to connect with somebody else. Just because I knew, and yeah. like Shaka said, just how much energy and time it takes. Not only do I try to get to know somebody else, I have to get to know somebody else as well as try to still build that relationship with my kids. Then try to get my kids to like her. That's just too much. Mm. That's just too much. So I said, honestly, like, I'm good with being a soul.
Oh, you just going to be monking it for the rest of your life? You going to be a monk?
I'm not saying, because I ain't going to ball. Like
nah,
that
you going to be in a monastery,
I'm
going to
be a Danonite out here.
A Danonite. You're going to be some yogurt.
Nah, I'm going to be a Danonite. Nah, that's what Samson.
My man going to be yogurt.
That's what Samson was. Ahead, that's what Samson was. I'm going to grow my hair out. I'm just going to look. I ain't going to mess with no more Delilahs. But not calling you a Delilah, baby. But I'm just saying, truthfully, like, I think I would just invest so much into my kids at that time,
yeah,
that my kids would probably get tired of me. But honestly, ain't no way I could sit there and say I could be done with her in the sense of I can't say that I don't have love for her. Mm-hmm. I just don't have that intimacy love no more. It's just I got that love that, yeah, how can I put it?
I got care. Your back through whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, if you need me, I'm here. I got you. Yeah. Like I said,
if she strung out on crack, I got you.
Yeah, for sure. Let me have the kids, I got you.
I don't like
but I'm just saying, though, like, huh? If
huh?
But like I said, if she got another
crack after we split up,
first
that's
of all,
not my problem.
If Tyler Perry can do it in Diary of a Mad Black Woman,
we saw how that went.
It went perfectly fine, man. She came back to the church singing.
And she should have been singing the first time.
But she was on crack.
Ain't no way you could be on crack and your voice get restored like that.
Absolutely.
I could do amazing things.
Nah, yeah, exactly. She was off the...
But,
nah, I don't know. She wasn't.
But nah, I mean, true. Like, I was still care for her. Like I said, if she had a man, then I would have to learn to respect that and take a full step back. A full, I'm talking...
Brother.
Look, I'm just saying though, I was still care for her. She died, but look here, I ain't gonna be crying no tears if she got another man though.
I
want that clause, man.
So example, my son's mom, she's married. I know her husband. Mm-hmm. They have a whole other family. That to me, that's amazing. I like when my son can go up there.
Absolutely.
And they have a solidified family. Because
you don't want him going to no other crazy situation.
Absolutely. For sure. That's my
heart. You want him going into a stable situation.
That's my only concern.
Sure. Like, stable as those tables.
Like, I said, I know you're going to take care of him, but I said, I don't know this other person. And yeah. I promise you, if I'm driving 5 hours, it ain't to talk. If there's something happened to my son. Mm. I'm just going to tell Bakari, I said, hey, bro, I'm going to give you my keys and stuff. I said, hey, for real, watch my parents. Look what, dog.
I'm coming with you. What you talking?
Nah, I need you.
Nah,
next.
I'm coming
ride
with
together.
You.
Ride together. I'm going to drive, man. I'm going to drive.
Let me drive.
I got you. I'm going to drive the whole opposite way.
Nah, I still. I know you would. That's what I'm saying.
Why are we going? Why are we going 81 South?
Go to sleep, dog. I got you. When we get down, need you well rested.
If anything, now you just amped it up in my mind. Now I really gotta go. I gotta drive 12 out. I gotta drive multiple to get back to where I'm going. But no, like she, I know their family, know their kids. Like when Isaiah FaceTimes, you know, it makes a big community. It's
it does.
So you're saying in that sense, am I intimate or anything like that? No, there's a different. I'm not gonna try to compare the two. But I've said that when it's not intimacy, it's just hey, I got love and I appreciate what you're doing and I appreciate you and your family. I respect that.
Yeah, I wouldn't have no malice towards them.
I feel like honestly,
it's just one of them things like I gotta respect with your decision.
So men, if we're talking about men's based podcast, men, whatever their situation, past, present, if y'all together, I pray y'all. We really do pray that your marriage and y'all's relationship. If you're not married, y'all just dating. I hope it ends in marriage and with a bunch of kids. Y'all won't. I said, but if you're not, it ended the opposite direction of y'all split up and y'all had children.
Jesus.
At the end of the day, no matter what, you have to, I always said this, at least personally about myself, you have to respect that woman because that's your child's mother.
Even if she's doing wrong?
Hey, listen, you have to respect her.
Even if she's doing wrong?
Yeah, you can respect her. You don't have to support her, though.
Yes.
Do you have to respect it if she's doing wrong?
You respect her because, first of all, you listen one of two ways. You have it's a child's mother. If you love your child like you say you do with your lips and all and whatever and your actions have to line up with.
Now, what do you mean by doing wrong, dude? Let's clear
that up. If your baby mother was legit, just like a perfect scenario. We've all seen Daddy Little Girls with Idris Elba.
Yeah.
So his baby mama, who was with the
drug dealer,
right? You know how Loudmouth Tasha.
Yeah,
I
remember when she was on the Madea movie.
Yeah. So if this was the baby mama and she was with the drug dealer, how are you supposed to respect her even as though she got your kid?
Again, he did respect her. I didn't say he agreed. He did respect her. Did he put his hands on her? No. Did he?
Should he?
Yeah, it felt like stop. It, but there's no he didn't because one of two things.
Yeah.
I think I never said anything negative about my son's mother. I said why? One, because it's my son's mom. I don't ever want my son to be thinking that's. Okay to talk about women or anything remotely like that.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, if that's what you want, that's cool. Yeah. Probably shouldn't listen to us and on Pops and Socks if that's what you.
You know, I'm glad you said that because growing up, I asked my mom and I was like, you know what? You never say anything negative about my dad. And she
mom
was like, she was very
never
intentional
did.
About not speaking down on our father, even though they weren't together, because she didn't want us to have a negative image of him growing up. Even if we did never see him every day of the week, we might have only seen him for the summers for a couple years, or it was a long time we went down there for every summer.
And you know what that did? You know what that did for me? Well, mama never spoke negative about my mama. Did the exact same thing.
Yeah.
That enabled me, or God gave me the ability to forgive him.
Yes.
Because my mom didn't paint him in such a negative light. It didn't dilute my image of him. So I was able to be like, hey, man, that's on him. He didn't get it. Do I hate you? No. Do I still talk to my pops? You know, he'll reach out, text or something like that.
Yeah.
Call randomly. Yeah, let's chop it up.
I think when doing that, she basically allowed us to form
our own opinion.
Yes.
Of our father. So whatever he presented himself to us as,
that was
our opinion of him. Whether if he was good or bad.
Yeah.
Same.
And every time he came around, like I said, it was good.
It was always
other
good.
Other than one time where I got snip.
My dad don't even remember this.
He don't.
That's hilarious.
Oh, boy. What? Those scissors.
Oh.
No.
Nah. Look, so you said it perfectly, Bakari. I said you're able to form your own opinion. And that's what my son will continue to always do. Because my mom just did it for me. However, also on the flip side, ladies, you have to do the same thing. Don't be trying to talk negative down about your man. Because at the end of the day, not just ladies.
You
was busting it up. Listen, let's keep it real. You was busting it wide open with that person, his or her, him or her. Hey. And they were cool enough to sleep with.
Well,
but now
great.
Also you can talk bad about him. Mm-hmm. So
he was cool in the bed, though.
Right, enough to create kids.
Turn off the lights.
I'm just saying, you look like a fool to me. I think that's just my opinion. You look like a fool.
Instead of making Sean look bad,
you made yourself look like a jerk. You still be out there beating your dang drum. At the end of the day, like I said, you were actually with that person.
Yeah.
And again, that questions all your decision making as a whole too. You'd be like, well, I love my mom. Would say she have my mom would say anything negative about my dad, she'd be like, looking like your daddy. That's a black woman's way of saying.
I don't know what that means.
She said, "Look, what that same looking like your daddy out there." I'm like, "What does that mean?" Look, I don't even know what, I barely remember what he looked like right now.
I'm smiling.
She like, "Shut up, get out of here, boy." I said, "Well, you know that was your husband for shut up, get out of here." That's like, that. You picked him.
You did this.
You picked him.
You're the reason why I'm here. I did not choose to be here. I just won the race.
I just won the race.
I just won the race. That's all I did.
When you say it like that, sounds worse than be all the millions of them, baby.
I just won the race.
Million to one odds. I did it, though.
I did that. I built this stuff brick by brick.
Brick by brick.
Brick by brick. Oh, man. Hey, man. It's been a good It's been a good episode, man. Is there anything else that y'all want to get off y'all's chesticles?
Well, you said it like that.
Excuse me, sir.
You think you want to get off your chesticles out here?
Nah. Sir.
Hey, man. It's been a fun-filled, deep podcast today. Tonight.
Definitely good on the love
part. So, as a recap, we hit about, if you break up with somebody, are you still part of the family?
Are you?
Or do you hang out with the other person's family?
Yeah.
This one's talking about love. If you ever break up, is there a part, if you genuinely love that person, is there a part that's still a small smither that you love that person?
Well, yeah. Hey, if Zola was in a relationship.
First of all,
watch
what you say next. Watch what you say next, boy.
I got you. Zola, matter of fact, we'll all answer for our own kids.
Yeah.
If our kids in a relationship, right?
Yeah.
You know, he was with a woman, Isaiah or
Uriah
was with the nice young lady. Mm-hmm. You know, Zola and Theo was with the nice man or a woman. Uh-huh. I say before. Yeah.
Just
so,
say your kids with somebody.
Your
nice.
Kids. So let's just say they was together for a while, you know, and they was married.
Yeah.
And they split up.
Oh, do I get my money back for this wedding?
Would you still invite him over?
Depends on how close our relationship.
How close were we?
I don't know whatever relationship y'all was forming.
Oh, if we mad.
Whatever relationship y'all formed in 10 years.
Kids, no
or
kids.
I'm assuming. So I have two boys.
Huh?
Or we'll have two boys.
Do they have kids or no kids? Am I a grandpa?
I mean, yeah, you G-pops.
G-pops. I call you G-pops.
Nah, when I become G-pops. A grandpa.
Take a look into your future.
Listen, when I
think of these straights.
When I become a grandfather,
G-pops,
I want my name to, I don't want no cool grandpa name. Just call me grandfather.
Grandfather.
I want you to call me grandfather.
What's my grandfather?
That's my
sound
grandfather.
Like Methuselah out here.
Call me grandfather. I don't want to be Pop Pops. I don't want to be G Pops.
You gonna be Pop Pop.
I don't want to be Pop. That's what Zola calls.
Ain't gonna look like a Pop Pop.
Every night we say our prayers. Zola says, "Dear God, thank you for mommy, daddy, Mimi, Nana, and Pop Pop." Amen.
Pop Pop.
Every night, just Pop Pop. It's hilarious.
Paul,
but nah, man.
Praying over you.
It depends on how close I am with her. Her husband and my grandkids. I know I'm gonna be close to my grandkids,
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if we got a lot in common, like, we can go hit the golf range, we can go golfing. You know what I'm saying? We can go
listen.
Riding.
I feel like if any man that wins over Zola, he earned it. You got.
I said, what if Zola said, "Nah, he can't. Look, Darnell can't come."
Then he can't come. Then
he can't come.
He can't come.
No matter how cool I'm biased. Like, I mean, I'm
gonna be like, Reggie or Bernie Mac.
Nah, if they say anything, Isaiah, the kids, like, yeah. He said, "Nah, we not together, Dad," or whatever. Man, you said, "Look, listen, boy, it depends how it ended."
Technically, you really can't invite your son's girl over the house like that, though.
I'm pretty sure if my wife, I'm like, what's her name's?
Why is she over here? Unless you like really needed help with something.
I'm cool with the dude coming over.
Yeah.
But look, if my sons break up, and now she can't come over no more. She good.
But that looks,
she
that,
been served. She
now
good.
Now, Brittany could invite her over for something, but if you trying to invite her over, why?
No, I'm saying I ain't invited her, but I'm saying, Brittany, what she doing over here?
She
not cool.
Nah, she might be cool, though.
She done broke up my son, broke my baby's heart.
Nah, forget that. He grown. The good's good.
Got my son out here crying.
Nah, man.
Sleeping in my house on the couch.
Put it back on the couch instead of at our house. Nah. Clearly, she has all she has at their house. It's why he's still at her house. goodness. Why, how do we get here? I don't know.
I have no this is a ton of fun.
It's a lot more fun than y'all realize.
I like it, man. Listen, I can't wait till we start to where at the point where we can invite guests on this podcast, man.
We almost said, hey, guys, they've been asking us when we going to drop our guests. Listen, we're trying to get the next mic.
Exactly.
Hey, you know, okay, have some forms
let me make a dollar off this podcast real quick, though. You know what I'm saying?
Said, what,
what's that? Well, let us make a dollar off this podcast.
Hey, the first person what's that revenue coming?
You know, a dollar, man. I think a dollar, man.
We can split that three ways. That 33 cents.
Yeah, that's basically what I heard. Well, let me get a dollar, man.
Hey, man, listen. When we we're gonna make a Pops and Socks Cash App since we talked about that last week. Yeah. Cash App and ties and whatnot.
Did y'all pay your side this week?
Huh? They didn't
yeah, I paid my tithes, man.
Next week's podcast, I'm going. We talk about cash. Take it out.
Yeah,
I want to touch on another sensitive male topic. Not male topics.
You ain't running by us first.
Nah, I'm saying right.
Go ahead.
Talk about child support.
You better remember this tomorrow next week too.
Suspended on that child, but
child support.
As that's Paul good. McCartney.
This will give me a week. This will give me a week to research exactly what child support is, because I know nothing.
It's not. We're not talking about legality. It's just talking about like we feel like men. I feel like it's more geared towards men that you hear a lot this about.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to kind of know like different ideas of is it right? Is it wrong? If you feel it's injustice, if it's injustice, is it justice? Injustice? All the other above.
Child support crazy.
It is crazy. It's crazy. Mind blowing personally to see. Yeah. All this going through.
But we're going
to
talk about that next week. We're not even going to give y'all no sneak peeks, no little clips, none of that, all right? We hope you enjoyed this episode of Pops and Socks.
Hey, remember we love you.
Remember to share this with your loved ones. Share this with That's your right. liked ones. Share this with your coworkers. Share this with your
share
friend.
With your ex.
Share it with, share with your ex.
Challenge.
The one that you just thought about right now.
Right.
Yep. That one.
Yep. Uh-huh. Stop what you're doing.
Reach out to
Hit
them.
Hit the share button
right now.
Type in their name.
Just put it on the DM. Just whoop. Just sit it straight over like that.
Put the at sign and put their name after it. Please. You know they on the social medias. You feel me?
We got a lot of people calling. We got a lot of people going to be calling their exes out.
Oh my God.
Kevin gonna be like, why are you tagging me in this?
Well, I don't want to know nothing about this.
I'm just saying, baby.
And don't forget to leave us comments.
Please.
Leave us questions.
We
want to answer your questions.
We've been having one guy consistently.
Stop. I'm sick of him.
He don't get no airtime.
We're going to talk about the devil here. We will not talk about the devil here.
It's not welcome here.
Listen, we want to thank all of our compression socks,
for
all
sure.
of our supporters, all yeah. of our family members that rock with us from day one.
Even the tube socks ain't full.
Sanitary. Do not ever put your foot in the cup. Don't put your feet on my couch in my house either, man. We love you. I'm still bald headed. He faded. He dreadlocks. We out.
Hey, we love you.
Peace.